Good morning. It is Andrew here for another book club. It is a pleasure, as always, to talk books with you. More so, I get to do it a couple of times a week. Tune in on Saturday mornings for Final Draft. But here, I get to share my thoughts, my opinions, what I'm loving. And today, I have brought in Brendan Colley's The Signal Line. Brendan Colley is a Hobart-based writer, and in 2019, he won the University of Tasmania Prize for an unpublished work. This came after decades of writing and has delivered us, the readers, with The Signal Line, his first novel. Gio has returned to Tasmania following the death of his father. Gio's back to sell the family home, little realizing that his brother Wes is living there while his marriage breaks down. Wes followed in their father's footsteps, becoming a cop. He's more like their father than Gio is comfortable with, and he's not having any of Gio's talk about selling. Gio needs the money to fund his auditions and fulfill his dream of joining a symphony orchestra. Their whole family have musical talent, but Gio is the one trying to realize his. He feels no attachment to Hobart and wants to be rid of the ghosts of his father and the way he was treated as he raised him. Now, Gio's arrival sets the stage for an ultimate family conflict, and then a ghost train appears, followed closely by an eccentric ghost hunter. What is Gio to make of the increasingly eclectic cast of characters appearing in his life, and why does he feel so at home with them all? Now, The Signal Line is about the things that get us out of bed in the morning, and equally those that keep us up at night. Gio and Wes are each other's foils. Wes had the talent to make it, Gio the drive. Their father's descent following a shooting has left them estranged. Gio feels like he was raised by a different man. Now, without the money from the sale of the house, Gio can't fund his dream of becoming a concert violist. And lately, he's come to question that dream. When ghost hunter Sten arrives in Hobart, Gio sees in him someone who has unflinchingly followed an impossible dream to board the ghost train. Can Gio find the same sort of certainty in his dream, and is he ready to do what it takes to make it come true? So let's start by addressing the elephant, or ghost train as it is, in the room. Yes, this book has at its core a big whack of the supernatural, including a spectral train driving through its core. The supernatural in The Signal Line is handled with a dab hand, such that while it literally possesses a Ouija board and a lamp, it never tips the story into the ridiculous. Instead, we have this tale that speaks to the reader about longing and purpose. Wes and Gio are perfectly, albeit violently, poised in a tense equilibrium. Both have a restless energy that has prevented them finding peace and driven them back together. While the brothers' relationship is at the heart of The Signal Line, the book contains an irrepressible cast of strange and wonderful characters. Supernatural bookstore owners who can channel spirits, restless backpackers who energize the room, incredible musicians, and just, yeah. I cannot speak too highly of this cast of characters. And of course, there's a freaking ghost train. And I cannot overstate, it's so exciting. The presence of the train is, and yet it fades, pun intended, as we lose ourselves in the book's relationships. There's absolutely something about a story that constantly surprises you with elements that you just know are coming. The Signal Line is a wonderful book about the things that drive us, about what keeps us going and what makes our life worth living. It's definitely a candidate for a fave read so far this year. So that's The Signal Line from Brendan Colley. It's out now from Transit Lounge. Thank you for having me back for Book Club. And before I go, my hands together over my heart. Willie, it's been amazing doing Book Club with you. Particularly over that period, where COVID was kind of getting us down, being able to bring new things to people and help them pass their time. I wish you just the absolute best for whatever's coming next, and thank you for your time on Breakfast and sharing Book Club. My name is Andrew Popel. Join me for Final Draft every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Until next week, happy reading. Bye for now.